Happy Monday. I'm Pastor Joel, and welcome to Happy and Whole in Him, 5 minutes with Jesus, 5 days a week to reorient our lives. Jesus came to earth, died on the cross, and was raised for many reasons. One of them was that you might know your Creator as your loving Father who delights in you. One of the greatest joys we receive is the privilege and comfort of knowing God as Father. J.I. Packer wrote, "If you want to judge how well a person understands Christianity, find out how much he makes of the thought of being God's child and having God as his Father. If this is not the thought that prompts and controls his worship and prayers and his whole outlook on life, it means that he does not understand Christianity very well at all." Do you get up in the morning thinking to yourself that the Father's smile rests on you, that you're his beloved child, and he delights and rejoices over you? I've been told by many people it's easier to believe in the Son and Jesus' love for them than it is to believe in the Father's love for them. It's easier to see the affection of our big brother than the affection of Father God. They look at Jesus willingly giving up his life, dying on the cross, and his love for undeserving folks like us is crystal clear. But when we picture that scene at Calvary, the Father's role may seem unclear, especially as we see Jesus' anguish as the Father turns his face away. Sadly, I've heard that scene misunderstood. People have been taught that the Father loves us because the beloved Son went to the cross to pay for our sins. That is wrong. That is not the gospel. It is because the Father loved us that he sent his beloved Son to the cross to deal with our sins. Jesus didn't win over his Father, his reluctant Father, by his suffering and death. The Father so loved the world that he sent his Son to save us, so that he could make us his own and give us all the rights and privileges of being his children. Romans 8:32 says, "He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" You hear what Paul is saying? Paul is highlighting the amazing heights of the Father's love for us. He that spared not his own Son. The emphasis is on the Father's involvement, the intensity of the Father's love. And think about it. The Father loved Jesus with a love that you and I cannot even begin to fathom, as they had looked upon each other face to face for all of eternity, never looking away from each other, ever delighting, always loving, until that one moment at Calvary, when everything that made us ineligible for sonship, when all our sin and shame was laid upon the beloved Son, and the Father turned his face away as he poured out the wrath and curse that we deserve upon his only begotten beloved. Oswald Chambers writes, "The cross is the point where God and sinful man merge with a crash, and the way to life is opened, but the crash is on the heart of God. The crash was on the Father's heart, and it was always his plan to open the way for you to be his. And the night before the cross, Jesus wanted you to take in how deep the Father's love is for you. He prayed a lengthy prayer to his Father that concludes with him praying for those who will later believe in him through hearing the gospel. That would be us. Jesus prays in John 17:23 that those who belong to him may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you loved me." Jesus is praying this to his Father. He is praying that we might know that the Father loves us even as he has loved Jesus, his only begotten beloved. Let that sink in. Jesus prayed that we might take in that the Father loves us like he loves Jesus. So let me ask you, if you woke up this morning taking in from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes that God the Father loved you like he loves the Son, like the Son he's loved with an everlasting love for all of eternity, if you knew you were that greatly loved, how would that impact your day? Well, it would change everything, right, about how you view the craziness of our world. You would be like the child in the back seat who is nervous as the car weaves through traffic until you hear a voice saying, "Your Father is at the wheel, and he is the best driver. He will get you safely home." You would then sit back and relax, Friends, hear the voice of Jesus and preach the gospel to yourself every morning that you are a dearly loved child of the Father. Heaven is your home, and you're one day near. And Jesus, your brother, will continue to speak words of encouragement the whole way. Let us pray. Father, what manner of love is this, that we should be called your children, and such we are. Forgive us for not realizing that you have loved us with an everlasting love, having purposed us to be yours before time began. Help us now to walk in a worthy manner, that folks may see us and know who we are and who we belong to. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.